how much does the first game starting quarterback help you going into your second game?
I think it'll be a different set of emotions, you know, starting my first game at home, you know, just starting on the same field as, you know, some of the great Husker quarterbacks, you know, like Frost and Crouch and Tommy Frazier, you know, it'll be a different kind of, you know, different kind of nervousness, different kind of emotion, I think, this Saturday than it was last.
What was the best thing you thought you did on Saturday when you broke down that film?
The best thing I thought it just brought a like little overall spark to the offense. You know, I think, you know, the guys played really hard for me, and I respect them for that, and I appreciate that very much. And it's just, you know, we just couldn't get the job done, and it's just disappointing.
Yeah, how frustrating was it? You had a lot of success in the first half, trading touchdowns with them. You guys are scoring and still falling farther and farther behind.
It's tough, but, you know, that's our job as an offense, is to match, you know, what their offense does. And, you know, for the first half, we did a pretty good job of that. And, you know, we just couldn't keep it going throughout the whole game. And, you know, it's disappointing for, you know, for us as an offense.
So what's your reaction when you're in reporters'
nest,
your head coach?
It's tough. It's real tough. You know, because, you know, that's all you really do as a 21-year-old is watch TV or read the newspaper. And, you know, it's tough to, you know, hear him taking shots at your coach, especially, you know, the guys you've been through battle with. And, you know, you really love these coaches, you really do, and you want them to stay here and you want to be with them. And it's, you know, it's tough when people start taking shots at it or taking shots at them.
Joe, coach just said that there's no quit in coaching staff. What's the mindset?
Yeah, I believe it's the same. You know, I know these guys for, you know, 3 or 4 years, you know, some of them 4, and, you know, I know that they're not going to quit. You know, I know they're going to give, you know, everything they have. You know, it's just not the type of guys that they are. So, I hope that for the fans' sake and for everybody else's sake that they don't quit, you know, because that'd be a crying shame if they did. And, you know, but I don't think we'll have to deal with that issue because I know these guys and I know they'll play hard.
Joe, you mentioned coming in as a spark and the team sort of rallying around you in your first career start.
Mm-hmm.
Any concerns of being able to find that now that you're into your second game and maybe that sort of newness is not there?
I don't think so. Like we said last week, you know, our plays are still our plays. We're still going to do what we do. And, you know, I don't think we're going to have trouble finding a spark, especially on senior day with all that emotion going on. You know, I don't think we'll have trouble finding a spark. And, you know, it's my job as, you know, the leader of the offense to provide that spark and to keep that spark going, you know, just because it's just my second game starting now that it's not going to be gone, I don't think so.
Joe, what would that mean to you to send those seniors out with a win in their final
game? It'd mean a lot. You know, it'd mean a lot to me because I've been with these guys, you know, 4 years, and, you know, I love these guys to death, and it would mean a lot for me, you know, to send these guys out with a win, you know, the way they should be sent out. And, you know, so they can count on me to give, you know, give them everything that I have.
One of those seniors was your favorite target this past Saturday in Mo. Yeah. Can you talk about the chemistry? And he mentioned maybe there were some plays sent in where he's the first check, just knowing that he's...
Yeah, well, I mean, the chemistry's been there. I mean, it's easy to have chemistry with a guy who's such a freak athlete like that. So, I mean, you can just pretty much throw it anywhere. That one-handed grab with those banana mitts he has is kind of incredible. But, you know, a lot of what Kansas did, you know, predicated, you know, on where the ball was going to go. And, you know, they played a lot of cover two and took away a lot of our primary receivers. So, you know, we got Mo one-on-one with the backside safety. So it's a good matchup for us, you know, especially what Kansas was doing. So, you know, obviously he's an easy target to find. So, you know, I mean, the chemistry's been there since last fall camp when he came in, and he ran a lot with the twos. So, you know, the chemistry's been there for a while, and, you know, Coach Gilmore does a good job of rolling in those receivers with the two group, you know, because we don't have that many out there. So he does a good job of getting, you know, the core group of one receivers in with the two. So.
Well, Mo even talked about being double-teamed coming off a game like that, maybe just double-teaming him.
Yeah.
Open some other
things. I can see that.
Do you anticipate that, or do you worry about maybe looking for him?
I mean, it's not that I look for him too much. It's just, you know, predicated on what the defense does is, you know, makes him the primary read. But, you know, I could see them in the red zone maybe, you know, double teaming him because obviously he's a huge weapon in the red zone, you know, having that leaping ability and that size. So I could see Kansas State doing something similar to that. And, you know, that's fine. You know, we got other playmakers on the offense. You know, I distributed the ball pretty well. You know, Mo was my main target, but I think 9 other guys caught passes. So, You know, if they want to take Mo away in the red zone, it's going to, you know, open up opportunities for other guys to step up and make plays, just like Mo did this past Saturday.
You enjoy running the option?
That was cool. I mean, I ran the option in high school, so I mean, I like running the ball. You know, I don't like to be labeled as one of those, you know, prissy quarterbacks who doesn't like to take hits. So, you know, I like running the option. I like, you know, mixing it up a little bit. So, you know, it's fun for me. Yeah, I mean, we've worked on it since the first week. We had a couple packages last year for it, and we just never got around to calling it. So, you know, we worked on it for 2 years now. So, you know, I'm pretty well versed in option. Not, you know, obviously not what people are used to, but, you know, for this offense.
How different was the feel of the game after the game? Because on certain practices,
right. I mean, we do a pretty good job of, you know, creating the same tempo as the game. You know, obviously it's a little faster in that first drive, you know, of any game that you're going to take. It's, you know, you kind of get used to the flow and, you know, how fast the game is. But, you know, after that first series, you know, we went down and scored. You know, I kind of got the nerves were kind of out of me and kind of was just ready to go after that.
You guys finished 6-6. How confident are you that you get
It's hopefully pretty confident. I mean, I don't know what the bowl committee looks at, but I know one thing is how well that, you know, they travel fans, and, you know, a lot of it is revenue driven. So I'm sure, you know, that's a big consideration, and, you know, we travel, you know, probably the best in the country. So I mean, it's just in turn it's up to them, and, you know, first of all, you know, we got to take care of Kansas State, you know, to even have a chance. So, you know, that's what we're really looking forward to is winning this week, you know, just to put ourselves in position to have a shot. So,
with a 5-touchdown game against Kansas, do you feel like you're proving maybe you should have played earlier, or are you trying to prove you should be the starter next year? Is that motivation for you?
Yeah, I mean, it is motivation, but I'm just trying to go out and, you know, help our team, you know, because obviously, you know, we're down, you know, we're in the basement. We need something to bring us back up. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, do whatever I can to help our team. So, I mean, I don't really look, you know, trying to prove people wrong. But, you know, you do play with a kind of chip on your shoulder because a lot of people did question you coming in, and, you know, especially a lot of the fans. So, I mean, you do play with a little chip on your shoulder, but, I mean, that's not your main motivation. It's, you know, your main motivation is to help the guys around you who have been there for you. So,
are these 3 games an audition for next year for you?
I mean, if the coaches want it to be an audition, then yeah, I guess. You know, I'm not really worried about that. You know, I'm just more worried about trying to get a win. You know, we haven't won in 5 weeks, and it's tough, and, you know, we care so much about it, and, you know, we care so much about this program. It's really hard, and so, I mean, I don't really look at it as an audition as much as I do as a chance to, you know, get this pace out of our mouth and help us win.
After K-State, how much will a 5 week help?
I don't know. I mean, if we win, it's gonna, you know, we don't want a bye week, but, you know, a bye week's always good, you know, to get the guys rested up. You know, we got a lot of injuries, and, you know, get everybody back healthy. So, you know, a bye week's always great. You know, we haven't had one all year, so it's tough. You know, but if we win, you know, we kind of want to get back on the field, you know, with that momentum. So, I mean, but, you know, bye week never hurts.
We hurt.
Yeah, I was bad. You know, I took a couple good shots, but it feels good. It feels good to be sore. You know, I was pretty sore on Monday too, and, you know, it's just, there's not, you know, you don't have that many opportunities in life to be that sore, so. So it felt pretty good.
Does this 5 week stretch even seem real to you at this point?
Obviously, a little too real, you know. It's tough, you know, this 5 weeks have been really hard, you know, really hard on the guys, you know, really hard on the coaches, you know. It's just, you know, we work so hard, and just have it not happen on Saturday is really disappointing, and it's really hard. But, you know, you can't let Kansas, like, you know, you can't let Kansas beat us twice, you know, you can't let Kansas beat us 2 weeks in a row. So, you know, we kind of have to forget about these, you know, last 5 games and forget about these losses and, you know, just focus on Kansas State, you know, because it would be a shame if Kansas beat us, you know, 2 weeks in a row. All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.